Gut. And does it work with an empty list? What does it return for an empty list?
One.
And why does it work?
Because if the list is empty, it doesn't do any looping.
So if the list is empty, PR will be 1. There are no elements, so the loop is not executed, but 0 times. So you return PR immediately, which is 1. Okay, good. And if the exercise would have been to compute the sum of the elements, how would you modify it?
I just change the 1 to 0 and then it's plus.
Yeah, that's it. If you want to compute the sum of the elements, it should be 0 and here plus equal.
Small style thing. That please don't use variable name I when you are using the item itself. Because people are used that I means the index of item.
It could be E like element or N like number. Yeah, we use I usually in a for loop, like in C, I equals 0 while I is less than 10 plus plus I. That's where we use it. Let's see split and join. They are string methods, very useful string methods. So, the problem is, we have a list of strings, and we want to concatenate them, and between the elements, we want to put a separator character, or a separator string. How to do that? You provide a separator character, for instance, colon, dot, join, and you provide the list. It should be li. That's a better name. Okay. So, colon dot join li. And actually, it's better to read it from right to left. That is, take the list li and join the elements of this list using the colon character. And they will be joined together. The result is a string. The separator character can also be an empty string. They are joined together completely, or it can be a string also. So this is the join. It looks a bit strange because you need to read it from right to left. Actually, this solution would have been better, in my opinion, list.join colon. It would have been more readable, but they have chosen the other way. Okay, the opposite of join is split. You have a string. In the string, you have substrings, you have pieces that are separated with some character or substring. And at these separator characters, you want to take apart the string. Let's say we have this S string, Okay? We have four pieces, AA, BB, CC, DD, and at the colon sign, we want to take it apart. So S dot split, and you provide the separator character, colon. And it is exploded to pieces. S dot split always returns a list of pieces. Let's see. We have some words, and between the words we have white spaces. If you use split and you do not provide any parameter, then the string will be splitted at the white spaces. So you get the words. So if you have a text file and you want to process every word in a text file, it can be done in 4 or 5 lines. Open the file, read the current line, split like this, you have every word, and you do with the words whatever you want. Range and X-range. Actually, I would show it first in Python 2, because it will be easier to understand. And then we will move to Python 3. So here I have Python 2 installed. You see, I use 2.7. You cannot try it at the moment, but I will show how to do it in Python 3 also. So range, and for instance, I provide 5. And it returns a list. If you only provide one parameter, for instance 5, then this is the upper limit. And I didn't provide the lower limit, so the lower limit will be 0. The upper limit is not included, so it will go up to 4. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Range 5, we return a list with 5 elements. Okay, this is one way. Another way is you provide the lower limit and an upper limit. Again, the lower limit is included, the upper limit is not included. And it will return a list of integers from this range. So it will go from 5 until, what will be the last element? 19. Exactly. Also, you can provide a step. For instance, go from 5 until 19 and take every second element. So it will be 5, 7, 9, and so on. When do we use this range? For instance, when you need a for loop and you know exactly how many times it should be executed. So for instance, I want to print my name 5 times. Write the following: for e in range 5, print name So my name is printed 5 times. We usually use range in this case, when you know exactly how many times you want to execute a loop. And range in Python 2 returns a list. So what happens if you want to execute a loop 1 million times? You write 4e in range 1 million. What is the problem with that?
No.
It will create a list in the memory with 1 million elements. And with the for loop, you will go over that list, which is very expensive. You have a huge list in the memory. To solve this problem in Python 2, they came up with the idea of X range. You use similarly to range, but here you write X range. It works the same way. What is the difference? X range is actually an iterator. It doesn't return a list. We use it in a for loop, and at each iteration of the loop, X range will only return the current value. So when this loop starts, X range returns 0, then 1, 2, 3, 4, and there are no more elements, so we quit the loop. What is the advantage of X range? It doesn't create that huge list in the memory. It doesn't require extra memory compared to range. Okay, now let's switch to Python 3. Okay, I have Python 3. In Python 3, there is only range, but it works like X range in Python 2. So in Python 3, range is an iterator. Let's try. You can try it now. Print your name 10 times. This is an iterator. It doesn't require extra memory. At each iteration step, it returns just the current value. So, if I simply write range 5, I do not get a list. Here it will print range 0, 5, but this is an indication that this is an iterator. If you want to make a list of it, you can pass it to the built-in function. To which one? To list. So there is a built-in function list whose job is to create a list of lots of different things. So if you pass this to the built-in function list, it will open up this iterator. It will take every element of this iterator. So, and it will return a list from 0 to 4. Mm-hmm. Now let's see how to use a negative step. So, we go from 20 until 12, and the step is minus 1. So we are going backwards. And again, 20 will be included, 12 is not included, and we are going backwards. So the list will contain 20, 19, and so on until 13. 12 is not included. So, some exercises. Print a list with elements from 22 until 46. Put these numbers from this interval in a list. Using Python 3. 3 millions.
Sorry, I just missed what did we have
to put the numbers from 22 until 46, mm-hmm. 46 included, in a list.
Okay.
Using list and range. Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you. Another way that I use sometimes is I write 46 plus 1. And from this plus 1, I can see that 46 is included. Now let's create a descending list from 85 until 72. 72 should be included. You can write here.
Mutta jos joku ei halua mistään hinnasta, että näkyy siinä videolla, niin ei käsit menkää. Ja tässä näy kuin selkä.
Aha, that's it. Thank you. So it's 85 until 71 and minus 1. Or if we used here the plus 1, we could also write 72 minus 1. Using your Python shell, I give you an exercise and you will have 30 seconds to solve it. So go to your Python shell. 3, 2, 1. 30 seconds only. You are better than Gauss.
I think he was fast.
Yeah?
Was fast.
I think he also needed 30 seconds to saw it. Who is ready? Hands up if you are ready. Uh-huh. Try to solve it in one line. If you can, try to solve it in one line without a loop. No, something is missing. It goes from 1 until 99.
So you have to put it like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the correct. Can you write it to the whiteboard? So we are in the cell. Thank you. So range is an iterator. If we want to make a list of it, we need to use the list built-in function. It creates the number from 1 until 100. 101 is not included. So 100 is included, and there is the built-in function sum, which will sum up the elements. There is a story behind this exercise. It belongs to Gauss, the famous mathematician. When he was in the elementary school, the math teacher gave this exercise for the